Hi there, listeners. It's Farnoosh, and I just want to say I'm really honored that you've chosen to subscribe to So Money. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there. The fact that you're here is not lost on me. Now, if you're enjoying these episodes and you're benefiting from the advice and you want more, I've actually created something really special for us. It's called the So Money Members Club. It's an online platform where you can connect more closely with me and engage with fellow So Money fans who want to become more empowered in their financial lives. The website is SoMoneyMembers.com. And when you go there, you'll learn all the benefits, including exclusive monthly finance workshops, private group calls with me. You get your questions answered in our member community. I'm often in there weighing in, and you get instant access to all of our workshop recordings. We have a robust library that's growing. So far, we've had workshops on investing in real estate, kids and money, and how to earn more in 2024. And most of all, it's fun, positive, encouraging, all the things personal finance should be. Go to SoMoneyMembers.com, and I hope you'll join us. I'm limiting enrollment, and doors will close soon. Check out SoMoneyMembers.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money episode 1018, how to make working from home work with entrepreneur and mom, Pamela Peckerman.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru, Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
First thing that I thought of was, of course, we need routine because routine is comfort. It's comfort for adults and it's comfort for children. It gives people expectations of what needs to happen.
Many of us are waking up this week to a new reality, working from home. If you haven't been doing this up until now, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the community. But if you've got kids who are also home and maybe some elderly family, loved ones, you got a full house, you got to take care of everybody. How do you do your work? Can you do your work? My guest today is a fellow mom and entrepreneur who has been quarantined for some time as residents of Westchester, New York, one of the epicenters of the pandemic. Pamela is by day an entrepreneur, a mom lifestyle expert. She's a mom of two. Her work consists of a lot of events, on-camera media. How is she making working from home work? And her husband also working from home. This will be a lot of our realities soon. I'm also going to work on a video to show you how behind the scenes I'm trying to make working from home work. Pamela has some amazing advice on how she's homeschooling her children, how she's keeping to a structure, and how to make the most of the current crisis. If you are losing hours, if you've lost your job and trying to find your way, how to pivot, how to take advantage of some of the needs right now and how to serve them to bring in the income that you may have lost. Here's Pamela Peckerman. Pamela has a guide for us on all of her best advice, pamelapeckerman.com/so money. Here's our conversation. Pamela Peckerman, welcome to So Money. How are you doing?
I'm doing, you know, I want to say something more than that, but I think we're all, you know, figuring this whole thing out as we go.
You had the great idea. I loved it, of dedicating an episode to helping working parents out there who are working with their children at home, whether you're an entrepreneur, you've been displaced from your work, for your employer has shut down physical locations. In New York City, schools have been officially shut down until April 20th, and probably, my guess is, through the rest of the year. A lot of us experiencing this for the first time, a lot of us have yet to experience it. Kids are still going to school, but you up in Westchester, New York, which is one of the hotbeds, unfortunately, for yeah. coronavirus, you have experienced this reality that a lot of us are just waking up to for quite some time, working from home with your children. So firstly, how are you doing? A week's gone by. Give us a report.
The sanity check. So yeah, we shut down last Sunday. So it's been a week and a half now. And I think, you know, the first thing, so the kids actually went to sleep not knowing what was happening because they made the call on a Sunday night. So when they woke up, they were expecting to go into their regular flow. And I'm like, hey, no, we're going to stay home. And what I did the night before was just kind of think, now, I should preface and say I have a first grader and a kindergartner. So this is different for, of course, every single age. I took a little board. I took out some pieces of paper. I wrote some class offerings, your standard ones like math and reading and recess and English and whatever. And then for breakfast, what I did was the first thing that I thought of was, of course, we need routine because routine is comfort. It's comfort for adults and it's comfort for children. It gives people expectations of what needs to happen. So we started to get up a routine. And then one of the things I did do was I gave kids I like to call it the false sense of power. And so by giving them the opportunity to each pick a class offering and then myself pick two of the classes to fill out the day, they felt like they were taking part in what otherwise could have been a very chaotic day. Like I wasn't about to give them, pajamas for all of us every single day because they needed a routine, but I also now needed to go into figuring out what the heck am I going to do?
Yeah. Because, so who's teaching them and how long, and then how are you getting work done?
So last week, and it's different now, but last week I still had a babysitter come. So I still did all of the, we'll call it like the teaching, and she did more of just like the real, like the easier stuff. Like if you just, they will read to her or they'll go outside with her and whatever. So I still last week had almost five solid hours of work. And I have never been more productive in my life, right? When you have to focus in on 5 hours a day. And so I did the classes, the educational part. She took care of sort of the easier fluff parts. This week, however, as of Monday, we asked the babysitter not to show up. My husband is also now working from home. And so we are kind of starting the week or the, you know, ending the night and starting the next morning and saying, hey, this is what I need to make the next days work for me. So he'll tell me, I have these conference calls. This is like something that's non-negotiable. Here's what I have that's wiggle room. I'll say to him, like, for example, today, okay, I have this podcast I need to record at exactly this time. And the rest, there's some flexibility here. So we're trying to tag team. And that's new. But I should let your listeners know that I am very experienced at working from home and very experienced at pivoting and adjusting my entrepreneurial flow based on what's happening with the kids. I've been doing it for 7 years since they were born. So that's just something that I figured out tools. So like routines, obviously, this is extreme, but the routines, the collaboration, I think it's really, really, really important, especially right now where there's likely two parents at home, kids are home, regardless of their ages, except for like the toddlers. If your kid is, I would say, 5 and over, you need to start creating boundaries and respect. Because as you said, Farnoosh, this is not a 2-week situation. And this may very well not be a 2-month situation. So if we're in it through the rest of the school season, I think that something you should do is create boundaries, and your kids need to know that they need to respect your workspace. And I'm sure that there's a lot of chuckles as people are listening and they're like, how do you do this? But you just do it. Like, you just do it. So something that I actually created several weeks ago, having nothing to do with Corona, but thank God that I did, was we created a red, yellow, green system. So if I'm in my office space and it is an emergency, they will slip a red piece of paper under my door. And that's when they know that if I'm on, it doesn't matter what I'm on, I will stop it, pause the conference call, pause the meeting.
Oh, no. Yes. My son would do red for everything. He wants a cookie. It's red.
But here's what happens over time. I know. So this is why I'm saying I'm glad that I actually just happened to start this several weeks ago. Again, having nothing to do with the coronavirus and what's happening now, is as time goes on, they start to realize, wait, they have to analyze, is that a red or is that a green? So for example, if it's a green, usually it just means they want to hug, they want to say hi, they want to show me something, something's exciting happening. And if they're not sure, they'll make it a yellow. And all I can say, and again, I'm sure there's a lot of parents like, oh my God, that's not going to work. This has worked for me. Find a system that works for you. But also, I believe that boundaries and respect flow both ways. And so if you are in a space with them, teaching them, doing something, if you can, and I say if with a big if, because I know that's not possible for everybody, don't be on your phone. Because give them the respect of if it's 20 minutes of reading time for them and you promise them that, be there. But if you have to have your phone because that's the reality of life, and I get it. There are, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I can literally do some things at night when they're sleeping. I can do other things before they wake up. But if that's not in your frame of work, then just let the kids know, look, mommy, daddy are going to have my phone by the side because it's important in case somebody calls. So that's a big thing about boundaries and respect. And I honestly just trust that your kids will rise to the occasion, as you laugh potentially at what I'm saying, but trust that they can rise to the occasion. If they're over the 4 or 5 mark, they can do it. I have an almost 6-year-old and an almost 7-year-old, and they're kind of rising to the occasion.
I love that reminder. It's true. Your kids are capable of more than sometimes we think. You know, remember, your kids, if they've been in school and now they're home, they're used to schedules and routines, yes, and following rules and having people expect things of them. So continuing that, I think, is not going to be a huge disruption to their normal life. And so you're right. Having that schedule, offering some also like free time, we have some hours, like we do this now in the morning where my son, we go through it together, but he likes to write it down. He feels, like you said, you know, his false sense of control. Mm-hmm. He writes it down, or he draws it out because he's not fully spelling yet. And then, you know, we leave a little bit of play time in there, like whether it's quiet time or free time. And then, yes, I have to just realize that I cannot work a full 8 to 10 hours a day anymore. Maybe it's 4 hours, maybe it's 5 hours if I'm lucky. And then the rest of it is going to have to be dedicated to family time. I would give one piece of advice also to parents who are working from home, that you have some sort of auto reply. I'm going to start doing this auto reply to all my business emails. I'm sorry, I won't be able to get back to this email at my usual pace, mm-hmm, right? Because I'm, you know, or I'm only working between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. and all other emails will get addressed after, you know, after hours, because that's just the reality. And that also buys you some grace, you know, grace period to, like, just to say to people, like, don't expect the usual work flow from me or the usual pace from me. I just can't.
But also remember that everybody at this point is in the same boat. And so again, now some people, again, look, if you still have help coming, it's different. If you have a live-in, it's different. Like I said, last week was one story when I had 5 hours of somebody here taking care of my children that I knew and trusted. And now it's nobody. You know, we're even not allowing the grandparents in the house right now for their own safety, of course. And so what this week will bring will be new. Again, I've been working from home for several years, and now my husband is home. It will be an interesting dynamic to see how tag team goes. I will say, though, I hope that it actually bring couples closer together. Because you will also see what the other person does, and learn to respect and understand how their business flows, especially if one is an entrepreneur and one is not. It'll be very interesting to see how each of you operate in that space. Something else, and I think this kind of goes without saying, is rise and shine. I mean, the reality is, if you're not an early bird, and I haven't been the last few years, I've been quite, you know, I get exhausted with my kids and with work. And so I don't wake up the way I used to pre-children, but you better believe that I am going to be at that like 5:30, 6 a.m. rise, because how else is it going to be possible?
Right. Or drinking coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because it's going to be a late night, because you're going to be up till midnight getting all the work done that you couldn't during the normal work hours.
Yeah. Or again, we if collectively, you know, again, everybody, and I know everybody's employer, everybody's situation is different, but if you have the right employer, hopefully they are creating some framework that will allow their business to thrive and keep their employees. And if you are, by the way, the boss, keep your employees happy. You want them back when things return to some level of normalcy. So a friend of mine worked at Salesforce, and he said that they gave, I don't know if you heard this, they gave all of their employees $250 in order to set up a home office that is convenient. And I just thought, yes, yes. That, you know, again, is that something that every, you know, small business entrepreneur can do? No. But if you have the opportunity and you are a Salesforce type business, do that for your employees, because I think that brings me back to kind of even what I'm trying to do with my business, which is focus on the community and focus on the heart. You know, I was supposed to host a large event this week for mom entrepreneurs at Bloomingdale's. I have the next one scheduled in June. Those have now both been postponed, which means I lose sponsorship dollars. But I also need to, aside from figuring the finances out, I also need to figure out how do I continue to serve my community and obviously serve my wallet. And so I am going into, you know, Zoom meetings and Zoom events and IG lives that will be sponsored and figuring it out. And I think that something that as I started these IG lives, which just started a few days ago, because I realized there was a need for people to talk and share their highs, their lows, their sanity, all of that. I do these like 9 p.m. mom mingles. I realized that we need these forums, but also people are in need of ways to think about reinventing their careers. So I talked to a teacher who's now going to start virtual teaching, and other people, there are different, I think Gary Vaynerchuk just said the other day, he's like, now is the time for invention.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15. The weather's getting warmer. As I record, it's a nice 73 degrees on the East Coast. So, finally, time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters, and fingers crossed, hello to shorts and tees. And I need to update my wardrobe for the long haul. And, you know, I don't want to spend a fortune. So luckily, I found Quince. I'm honest. I've got a lineup of timeless pieces from Quince that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and tons more. Best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have t-shirts from Quince, pajamas from Quince. My very chic and fashionable sister-in-law, Hannah, her whole closet is Quince. And people often stop us and ask, where did you get this? Don't tell me the price. And then when I do, they're shopping on quince.com. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/somoney for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/somoney to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/somoney.
Right. The last recession really kicked off this whole idea of side hustles, right? Because we lost our jobs. The jobs that we thought we were going to retire in, we were going to, you know, get the pension, and then that didn't happen. And so we really started to see the benefits in stringing together multiple revenue streams, or even having one extra revenue stream while having a 9-to-5, because we just needed to, just like our portfolio of stocks, we needed to diversify our income streams. So that's great to hear that you are able to pivot to online to continue to stay relevant to your community and stay engaged with your community and make some money. Let's be honest. Well, yeah. That's helpful.
Look, you know, I mean, at the end of all of this, we still need to pay bills, right? I mean, I love the debate this week, you know, where our bills are all going to be paid and covered, but I don't know how that's happening. So, you know, we still need to figure out how to pay bills. And so that's a very real concern. I would say, you know, for us at this point, it's, you know, we'll be fine. I will be okay. But for how long? You know, businesses change, and as different, you know, countries shut down, and, you know, between my husband and I, if we're engaged in business with a country that is completely shut down and not working, you know, today it's okay. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month from now, it's less okay. So I do think, to your point, it's really important to sit back and reflect on how can you, you know, not be in a one funnel system? Like, where else can you create a side hustle? And for all you know, that side hustle may very well flip in 3-4 months and become your main.
Yeah, I mean, Martha Stewart, people have different opinions about Martha Stewart, but you cannot debate that she didn't build a very impressive empire, and that started as a side hustle. She worked on Wall Street, was doing parties and caterings on the side, and there you go. Now, you have very generously provided a free download for our listeners to get all of your advice if you're staying at home with your children during all these school closings, tips to navigate working from home, managing the kids, and also some suggested class offerings that can help educate and entertain. Go to PamelaPeckerman.com/SoMoney. Pamela, I've been wanting to have you on the show for some time. We met at an event and I was immediately like connected with you. I think as a mom entrepreneur, we really synced up. And so tell me a little bit about how you got started in this, as I think a lot of people want to learn how to, you know, how to make a business out of basically who you are.
No. Yeah. So I come from a media background. I have been doing editorial and TV segments for nearly 2 decades now. And prior to my children, it was predominantly in the fashion and accessory space. So I've done the Good Morning Americas and the Fox and Friends and some fun stuff with QVC and HSN. As I like to say, I can sell ice to Eskimos, which is a good thing. And so after I had my kids, I just kind of took a moment and thought, where am I now? Where is the media industry? So I'm always like reflecting, and I'm very good at pivoting and feeling what's going on in our culture. And I just thought, this was 8 years ago. I thought, okay, the media is changing. Everything is so transparent. You have to be as authentic as possible. And so I need to go on air or online or wherever and talk about what I know. And what I know right now, 6 years ago, was I was a mom of 2 under 2. I had back-to-back Irish twins, and I used to call them, and I still do, barnacles on my feet. And so I started to create these concepts of time-saving tips for busy moms. And as time went on and my, you know, I evolved into that space, I realized it was really going into more of support for mom entrepreneurs. And so I started this YouTube channel. It's Pamela, it's youtube.com/PamelaPeckerman, where I started these hustle like a mom chats. And I would call up entrepreneurs that I adore, that, you know, the founder of Mabel's Labels or the founders of Rockets of Awesome. And I would have them share their business advice and their both mom life and entrepreneur life tips on time management. And that kind of evolved into what I have right now, which is these series of events called Hustle Like a Mom in the tri-state area. It's hard to say which one right now, a partnership with Bloomingdale's, where we have 5 events slated for 2020 in different markets around New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And women come and they are either startups or they've already been in business for a few years. And we educate them with panels and breakout sessions on everything from PR and self-branding, marketing, and how do you collaborate with others. And it has, you know, really honestly filled my soul in a way that my career had never previously done. I like to say that I'm the mompreneur BFF. And I thrive when others thrive. I literally, even right now, you guys can't see me, but every single thing that I am wearing and touching is created by a mom entrepreneur. So if you are a mom entrepreneur, I want to know and share your business. I still go on TV. I still do TV segments. And obviously now with the way everything's going, I'm certainly pivoting more into more digital content. So I'm going to be starting, like I said, Zoom sessions, and every night at 9 p.m. IG live, just for a sanity check and sharing products and how we're doing it and what we're doing as moms and busy entrepreneurs.
I mean, that's it, right? I think the big takeaway from a career standpoint and from an income earning standpoint is that you need to straddle both the internet and also the in-person. Who knows, down the road, the internet might be the thing that, you know, becomes attacked or threatened. And so you need to be able to also do what you do and be tasked at like throwing events and going in person and having all the, you know, the people skills to do that. So it's, you know, this is a real test of our ability to adapt. You've done it beautifully.
I think so. And we think back. So I come from, my family's from the Soviet Union. And so I can tell you just the most insane, from war stories to living through communism. And so that sort of sense of adaptability, okay, this is happening, now here's what I'm going to do. It's part of my DNA. And I do think that those of us who can just see what's happening and see different opportunities, because there's always opportunity, right? At the end of the day, like we said, you know, you need to pay your bills. Where are the opportunities? What is needed right now, right? So right now we need comfort. We still need connection. We need some sense of community. What was your special sauce? What is your skill set that can feed into community, connecting, supporting people virtually? Are you an accountant? Great, I need you, but I'm not going to your office right now. Like, are you? Were you working at the beauty counter at Saks? Great. Can you tell me a self-care ritual in a video? And then you figure out a model where there's sponsors behind it, because they will come. They will come. It's all possible.
Any financial changes that you and your family's making during this time? People are asking me, should I just keep to my budget as is, or is this really a good time to kind of go into an austerity plan?
I guess it really depends on how close you live from paycheck to paycheck. Obviously, that's what I would say. I mean, have we made any changes? Not yet. Will we? It's possible. I mean, again, like I said, I'm not having the nanny right now, but I'm paying her because she depends on me. But we haven't really made any changes as of now. But that, again, we're in it 10 days. And so, you know, ask me in 10 weeks. I mean, look, obviously things are canceled, so we're not spending on vacations, if you will. But we haven't made any changes right as of now.
And that's true. There are some expenses that are just going to naturally go away. I looked at my bill from last month, and a lot of the disposable income was going to things like ride shares and food delivery.
There you go. So people might find that they actually might be saving in certain avenues. I mean, I know that's not exactly the brighter side of things right now, but you're not going to be going to Starbucks if that was what you were doing. So guess what? That's another $10 in your pocket.
Exactly.
So I think for anybody who's worried, maybe sit down and think about all the things you're actually not going to be spending on. You're not going to be spending on the movies if you go to the movies. You're not going to the restaurants. And believe me, as somebody who cooks 75% of the food that we eat, if not more, your restaurant bills, great. You're not spending on that anymore. Because at least here in New York, as of right now, they're closed.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're getting very creative. The one thing I will say that's good about living in an apartment building is that if I ever need some like ingredients, I could probably email my neighbors and have it within seconds. You know, that's kind of the nice thing. We can lean on each other. And that's probably going to happen is we're going to have to start like getting to know our neighbors a little bit.
But from a distance.
From a distance, of course. Yeah. Leave it by my door. Just knock three times and leave it on my doorstep.
Yeah. And I will say, I think, you know, you mentioned neighbors. I think it's really important to mention that both for ourselves, but also as an example for our children, now is also a time for us to show them what it means to be a community and what it means to be a good citizen. And so I think that if you're practicing social distancing, know that you're not doing it just, you know, for yourself, because, you know, you're probably in your, you know, 30s or 40s or even early 50s and you're fine, but you're doing it for the people who could be impacted if you or I could be what they call now, they're calling the silent killer, right? The carrier who doesn't have any symptoms. And I mention this because I sit on the board for an organization called the Vasculitis Foundation, which is a group of rare autoimmune diseases that cause inflammation. And, you know, we had an emergency call over the weekend to discuss, you know, how can we serve our community? And the best way we can do that is by reminding the public that I'm going to do for you what I hope you will do for me, which is I'm going to keep my distance and help flatten out the curve. So that's actually a huge public service announcement that many of these autoimmune disease communities are working on, is to say, please do for me what I would do for you. And kids will see that, you know, and by the way, the other thing you can do is donate to your food banks, donate money. They need money. They've been doing that here in Westchester, like hardcore, for about 2 weeks. We had the National Guard roll in last week. To help families in need in our community. Because when schools close down, it's not just, oh, my kids are home. Think about the kid who depends on going to school for their food, and have, you know, why not have that conversation with your children and say, you know, it's not just about us, especially the older ones who might be whining, right? You have a teenager at home. Oh, this is terrible. I can't see my friend. I can't go to the movies. You know, bring them down to reality and say, let's do this as a community, and I don't know, make a class out of it if you need to do. But I think it's also about reminding yourself that we're all in this together, and it's not going to be easy, and there will be financial hurdles for many of us to address. And employers, unfortunately, I was just reading this the other day, some people that are just not really letting their employees yet work from home, or haven't figured out a system that works, and so the employees are going to work.
So just to recap everything, so much great advice. And again, if everybody wants to get more from Pamela, go to her website, pamelapeckerman.com/somoney. She's got a free download for you. But I'm looking forward to employing a lot of this is like kind of a selfish reason to have had you on the show, because I'm at the beginning of this and I really need all the advice. So things like having a schedule, sticking to all the rules and the framework, and showing respect to your kids and vice versa. Very important. It's an opportunity to also, if you're working at home with your partner, with your spouse, to really get more of a behind the scenes of their day to day, and perhaps get closer through that. Although I will say, I talk a lot for my job. My husband does not. He's a software developer, so I don't know how much that energy would mix in close quarters, but I think I might annoy him a lot. But, you know, it's important to the extent that you can, have breaks, limit your work. You'll be more productive once you know you're going to have these 3 hours to work, and only these 3 hours. You'll be surprised how much more you get done. And, look at ways that you can maximize your skills online and turn that one revenue stream into three or four. You know, people are asking me right now, Pamela, how can I recover once this is all over? And I'm like, don't wait for it to be all over to start making moves, right? Use this opportunity now, or not opportunity, but use this time now to create more, basically more freedom for yourself, so that when this does subside, and it will, that you'll be on the other side of it really equipped and hitting the ground running.
Yeah. And my prediction, aside from obviously that there will be in 9 months from now a baby boom, is that I believe that it's going to happen. I believe that there will be an interesting upkick in entrepreneurs. I believe that people will realize that there is actually a benefit. Obviously, once kids go back to school, but and things somewhat resume back to normal, there will be a benefit to working from home. And I even think that some employers might like it, because maybe that'll lower some of their cost of operation. It's not going to work for everybody, but I think people will find their entrepreneurial, their soul, and B, I think a lot of employers will see that they can function and have happier employees if they give them flexibility.
Hear, hear. Pamela, thanks so much for joining us. So timely. We really appreciate that you came on so quickly with all this relevant, timely advice. Good luck to you and your family, and stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to Pamela. To download her free guide, go to PamelaPeckerman.com/so money. You can learn more about her at PamelaPeckerman.com. And let me know how you are making working from home work. Email me, Farnoosh@somoneypodcast.com. I'd love to include your advice in my upcoming content and videos to help us all navigate this and thrive. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. More on Friday, answering your coronavirus-related questions. Don't miss out. Hope your day is so money. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.